Yo, what up, it's your girl V Handyman. You already know the vibes. Welcome to the Artistry, where we talk shit about music, entertainment, and the everyday struggles. And you know how we do, man, we always have a dope guest in the building. We have North Carolina's own artist, author, and she's just a dope person overall. We have your girl, Excel.
Hey, what's good? Boom, boom,
boom, I don't have the budget, so yeah, I got to, you know, I got to improvise.
Work, though. What's good?
How you doing? How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm excited to be here. Excited to, you know, be traveling, making moves, networking.
I know. Yeah. I see you. You know, you're working. You're doing your thing. Before we dive into anything, I just want to say shout out to everything you're accomplishing. Thank you. Let's take this toast. Yes. This is towards your success and just everything you've been doing. So congratulations to you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely. Let's do this. We got that brown water. Cool. That was smooth for me.
Yeah, that was good. I never had that, but yeah, I like
you never
that.
Never had bamboo?
Mm-mm.
You know,
I like that.
Now it hit me. Whew. You know, I'm not a fan of rum, but that's actually one rum that I can say, you know, I can tolerate, should I say.
Yeah.
I'm more of a Hennessy, Jack. Obviously, Henny, you know, V Henny, so.
Right.
But shout out to you, though, again. Thank you for taking the time being here.
Thanks for having me.
Nah, definitely, definitely. I see that you've been working. You out here in New York. She's from North Carolina, so yeah. If you don't know, she's an author. She's an artist. We're going to definitely dive into everything you've been accomplishing. I noticed that you had mentioned that you have, you know, two alter egos. Which is, you know, Excel, and then you have, is it pronounced, or are you spelling it out, or is it pronounced top, like T-A-O-P, like how you pronounce that?
So, like, it started, and still is, like, T-A-O-P, it's like an acronym, because it stands for the Art of Persuasion,
yes.
But, like, people started saying T-A-O-P, and I kind of like that, so, like, I just kind of run with it, like,
so,
T-A-O-P.
Knowing that you have the, you know, your two alter egos, right, which one was presenting themselves first to you?
I mean, I guess I'd say, like, the Tayop side, like, the Art of Persuasion, that's kind of, like, I feel like where everything started with me. I used to write poetry and stuff, and I feel like, just in general, like, that's what art is, like,
okay.
The Art of Persuasion.
Yes.
You know, because whatever you're doing, whether it's, like, music, painting, whatever,
yeah, yeah.
Like, you want people to feel
art.
It, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So, as
far as Excel and then Tayop, right? You have. This is dope because I have, you know, you have like your Beyonce and Sasha Fierce, right?
Yeah, right.
That? Like, you know, who you are in a nutshell, which is your personal, you know, self, right? But then this is your artistic self. So now, you know, since you've been doing music from when you first started to where you're at, which alter ego can you say you relate to more now?
That's a good question. Honestly, it's hard to answer that because, like, I feel like it kind of goes into my versatility. So it's like I don't really have one particular, like, way that I go.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? It's just kind of like how I feel. But I guess I would say, like, more like the exhale side. I don't know. I feel like, yeah, now, like, I just be more into, like, popping my shit or whatever.
Okay.
And I feel like that's kind of, like, more on that side.
Okay.
And I might sprinkle them with, like, a little soft vibe, like, every now and again.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Now I get it. So then, knowing the fact that you have been progressing, right, within your artistry, have you noticed, like, what's one thing you have noticed within your growth as an artist?
Because
let's keep it a stack. When you start off, when was the last time? Actually, before, when was the last time you heard something of yours? Like something old?
I don't even really listen to most of my old stuff. I have like one old song that I still perform every now and again.
Okay.
But other than that, like, yeah, I don't really like go dig in
too
much. So, yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
But, yeah, definitely a lot of growth in general. I feel like I used to, like, would have never thought I'd even really be an artist because, like, I was, like, stage fright type of thing. Like, that wasn't even, like, my vibe at all. So it's kind of crazy that I'm even doing it in general. But, yeah, I think just Yeah, just being more confident and just putting yourself out there, like, put myself out there, is, like, where I've grown a lot, because, well, I mean, I had to, pretty much when I started, though, like, stuff started picking up in North Carolina as far as, like, just going and performing in different cities and stuff out there, so I had to kind of get over that shit quick, like, yeah, you know what I mean? And now I think it's just kind of, like, honing in on, like, what I really need to be doing and, like, staying consistent.
Okay.
And just kind of, like, growing in that aspect. And, yeah, looking, you know, you got to self-reflect.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I need to do better with this or Absolutely. Whatever. Or I need to work on this more often. So I think the mentality in general is where I've grown, because that pretty much, like, controls.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The rest of this.
I will say with the South, there's a lot of support. But this is the northern side on my, you know, on my end, you know, like me outside looking in a sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
But how's the support system coming from out there? Knowing that it's a lot smaller, knowing that, I'm not saying there's not a music market there. There is. There's a lot of talent out there, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, compared to your bigger cities, how's, like, the process and the support system out there?
It's kind of, it's, like, you'll have, like, your kind of, like, personal support. I feel like, you know, it's artists supporting artists, you know, unless you have your own friend group that just, like, cares. But I feel like it's a lot of artists supporting artists, but then sometimes it can get clicky, or either people just, I don't know if I would say it's, like, competitiveness, or if people are just, like, weird, or if people just don't realize, like, that they can be, like, you know, work with other artists or support other artists that's not, you know, from their clique or whatever. But I think it depends. I think if you kind of, like, do your own thing and force yourself to kind of just, like, be in all these circles, like, it can work out for you. But, yeah, it's just not really, like, I mean, you see where I'm at.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm going outside of North Carolina at this point. Like, I moved around, like I said, and performed a lot in North Carolina, like, when I started and stuff. But now...
Now you're venturing out.
Yeah.
How many cities have you hit outside of North Carolina?
Probably like four.
Okay.
Like,
that's dope,
you know,
though.
Well, you know, I've performed a couple different places in New York and then Atlanta, and of course, like, cities outside of Atlanta, and then, like, Virginia and South Carolina.
Okay.
But I've
that's
been
still
to,
dope.
Right. And I've been in New York and Atlanta, like, multiple times. So,
okay.
Like, it's fire. I've had people that thought I was from Atlanta because
really?
They saw me. You know, they met me there, and then they
saw
me there again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
So, which, I guess, city you would say you gained some sort of knowledge from and helped improve within your artistry?
I guess I'll go with New York, because I feel like that was one of my first, like I think, you know, when I first performed outside of North Carolina, it was probably like, yeah, in like South Carolina, so kind of like, you know, not really a big deal. But I think when I came up here, I was like, I didn't know what to expect.
Okay.
Like, are they gonna fuck with me? Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I had no idea, like, what the artists that I was gonna be performing with that were up here, like, what their vibes were gonna be. Like, you know what I mean? So I'm gonna go with that, because it went really well. And, you know, everybody was fucking with me. So I think that showed me, like, dang, like, you can just pop out and do your thing,
yeah.
Like, no matter where you're at, it's a vibe.
So it gave you more confidence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's dope, because us New Yorkers, right, we could be tough.
Right. That's
so,
what I was like, I don't know.
Did you get discouraged at the beginning or nah?
I think, you know, I get nervous,
okay.
Of course, because you're putting yourself out there, and obviously it can be awkward if, like, people don't enjoy it or just stand there and look at you like you crazy. But so I feel like, of course, I was nervous a little bit, but overall it's kind of like, you know, I'm just gonna go do my thing, like, you know, that I would do anywhere else. And yeah, it went good.
That's
people show love. Like, I feel like, you know, and that's what I feel like I've talked to artists from up here that also feel like maybe they don't get love, because
mm-hmm.
it's like their city, but that's the same way we feel at home, but then we come up here and
right.
get hella love, so for us it feels good,
right?
You
hence
know?
Why I mentioned, like, you know, how's the support system and the process out there, because again, like, what from our city, you know, it's always like that, and it, like our city is usually the last one to support us in a sense, right?
Yep.
It's like until you pop in a sense, and then it's like, oh yeah, I remember when, and it's like,
yeah, exactly the same.
Yeah.
Exactly the same. I mean, like, even with, like, these moves, like, performing last night and performing tonight, and then I'll be in Atlanta on Saturday, like, you start posting those flyers, and that's when people are all like, oh, you know, you're gonna make it, and just saying like all this shit, like y'all don't be pressed, like, you know, normally if I'm posting something. So it's just funny to see it. But I guess it's like, it's hard to, you know, because a lot of people want to do stuff, but how often do they like really like go hard at it? So I feel like people don't believe you until you give them a reason to believe that you really about that shit. Like, you know, like, damn, like you're really chasing it. You're really getting out there. So maybe they just have to like, it's like a respect thing. Like, I don't know.
No. They definitely do. I would say, when did you start realizing that? Or not realizing. When did you make that decision of like, okay, I'm giving my 100% into this. I'm going to eat shit, sleep this. Because I feel like not everybody, but sometimes people tend to start off like, yeah, I'm going to do this. And then they get discouraged when there's certain challenges and et cetera. So when did you really make that mindset and that decision into like, this is, I'm going full throttle with this?
Honestly, I feel like it was so random and kind of, I don't know if it, I want to say it happened gradually, but like when I performed, like my first time performing was in 2019.
Okay.
And it was like, you know, in North Carolina, of course, and stuff, with this platform out there called Carolina Waves that does like a lot of stuff for independent artists, open mics and showcases and stuff like that. And I would be hanging with one of my friends. We would like rap with each other, whatever. He was like, you got to pop out, you got to pop out. And it was like that. Coming up, there was a show that was like in my city that I live in, so I was like, and it's like literally right down the street, so I was like, I gotta go. And I performed, and I mean, it went fine, you know, people show love and stuff, and I don't know, I just liked it, and so I just like kept popping out to like these open mics and stuff. And honestly, I don't know, like it just kept going and people were like rocking with me, so I just kept performing, and then I was like, well, you know, like
this might as well.
Cool. yeah. And I think like, and then I was like connected, the woman that runs this name is Mir, so I was connected with her, and she had me performing like at other people's events and stuff like that throughout North Carolina. So like it just started picking up, so I just kept going pretty much. And I do get discouraged, like you said, like of course, you know, you get discouraged, but it's like,
yeah, I mean,
what you like, you gonna stop or you really? So
2019, so before 2019, like before, you know, were you still like the artist? Because I know you won, you do poetry as well, so like you're a writer. So like, were you writing as well beforehand? Like, and I'm saying this because I know, congratulations, you have your own book, you know, yourself, you know, publishing author. So that's dope. So I want to know, when did that come about? Like, were you doing that before music, or was that after music?
Writing in general, like, was before music. I started writing technically in middle school, but like, as far as with my book, some of the stuff that's in there is probably as early as like, yeah, like maybe high school or a little bit after high school. But as far as the book, like I just put the book out like this year. So I think the idea came to me like after I was doing music, because I was in that mindset of like being a creative and being an entrepreneur, you know what I mean? And I'm thinking like, well, what else can I do with like my art? Like I just have all this stuff just sitting in these notebooks. Like what can I do with it? And I like, you know, reading those books, like books with poems and quotes, like Rupi Kaur, like Milk and Honey, stuff like that. Like I like reading that kind of stuff.
That's dope.
But I wasn't really like in artist mode before I started doing music. I was really just kind of like chilling.
Okay.
You know what
okay.
I mean? Like,
okay. So the book, Anticipated Eternity.
Mm-hmm.
Dope title, by the way.
Thank you.
So how did you come about with the title in itself first?
So like one of the poems in the book is like I wrote it a long time ago, and like the last, like basically it was anticipated eternity in a battle of the hearts. So it's kind of like this tug of war, like, you know, you in a relationship and oh, it's gonna last forever.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's not, like, you know what I mean? That's kind of like what it represents. And I just like that. I don't know why. Certain stuff that, you know, you write over time and, like, certain stuff just sticks with you. So that term, Anticipated Eternity, just always stuck with me, like, after I wrote it or whatever. Kind of like the Art of Persuasion thing, like that came from something, like, I wrote. You know what I mean? Like, a long time ago.
That's
but,
dope.
Yeah. So
how long did that process take for you to complete this, your book? Because I know you have certain pieces from the past, but, right. you know, a collective of the past and your present moments, you know, like how long did that process take?
I guess like a couple, well, with like my procrastination involved, like a couple months, I think I already had like most of the pieces already. And I used to just type my stuff in the computer anyway. So I already had like a lot of it in the computer. And then, yeah, I added like some new stuff. But I think just trying to figure out how I wanted to put it together and what was the point of it, like, you know, how I was gonna break the book up based on what the piece or the quote or whatever was about. That part took the longest, like,
really?
You know what
I
mean?
Imagine
just sitting there like, oh, like what order am I really about to put this in, like, you know. So.
How many pieces are we expecting from this book?
It's not I don't know how many is in here. I mean, it's like 49 pages.
Okay.
And you know, some of them are like longer poems and some of them are like short quotes.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's broken up into three sections: budding, blooming, and wilting. Like, budding is like, I see you and I want you. And then blooming is like, I have you, I love you. And then wilting is like, that obviously didn't work out. So like the sad stuff at the end. But
would you know which piece you would say was the most uncomfortable piece, but yet you put it out there? And not in a negative aspect, but just more uncomfortable where you're maybe expressing or showing your vulnerability?
Not really. I'm trying to think, like, maybe in the last section, that's like obviously like stuff that I wrote while I was sad over, okay, like probably like dumb shit. Okay. You know what I mean? But like, I don't really care, to be real. Like, everybody go through stuff. Like, you know, I want to put out a book more on, like, the personal side. Like, you know what I mean, too. So, like, I don't really mind, like, that vulnerability for real. Like,
no,
I
that's
think
dope.
People like it.
I love vulnerability. Like, especially when I can relate to, you know. Right. Like, you know, I appreciate that. So as an entrepreneur, as an artist, as an author, what are three most important habits towards your success that you practice?
Like positive speech, like to self, I would say. And like forcing yourself to just be consistent. Like, and then let me see. I definitely talk to myself a lot.
And you're not crazy. She's not crazy for that.
Right. But you have to, like, you got to know what you got going on. You got to understand you and be able to control yourself.
That's
a
fact.
That shit is hard because you can decide to just chill. Like, you know what I mean? But so I talk to myself a lot, and then just forcing yourself to stay consistent if you're saying that you want to do something.
Yeah.
Like, you're saying you want to pursue it, so you should probably be consistent, because if not, you're wasting your time. Third thing.
So it's talking to yourself, staying positive.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, staying consistent.
It's consistency, then.
Yeah.
That's not easy.
Yeah, that's the hardest part.
I feel like that's discipline.
Yeah, discipline.
Because, like, consistency, there's a discipline behind being consistent with your work.
Right. You have to force yourself to do stuff that you, like, literally don't have to do. It's hard to do the stuff you're supposed to do every day. Like, you know what I mean? Much less adding stuff to your plate.
Yeah, yeah. I noticed that you had posted on your Twitter account, right? Maybe a few days ago or so, that, I guess, you know, stop taking things personal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so being the fact that you're an artist, you know, just a person just pursuing their dreams, right? Like, how do you go about not taking things personal?
I think it's just, like, being realistic. I mean, like, you have to be realistic about life. Like, you just can't take everything personal because, like, first of all, are you that important for, like, everything that somebody did to be, like, purposefully geared, like, negatively towards you? Like, no, you're not. Like, some stuff just has nothing to do with you. And when it comes to, like, I guess something like music, I can't go to somebody's show and not get a certain type of recognition and then take it personal when they don't really know me. Like, you know what I mean? People will feel so slighted by stuff because people aren't, like, kissing their ass, but it's like they don't know you. You haven't been tapping it. Like, they don't have a reason to know you. You know what I mean? So I think with the taking stuff personal thing, like, it's easy to do that because you're maybe, you know, creatives are sensitive people. but at the same time, it's like, It's like the music industry, how you gonna be taking stuff personal? Like, no, you know,
no, they do. That's why I want to know, like, what are your expectations with that as well? Because it's like, they do. Like, I started laughing when you was like, you know, as a creative, we're sensitive, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, yeah, it is. But then you, like, I came to terms where it's like, we do live in a narcissistic world in a sense when it comes to internet. Mm-hmm. Right? So it's like, I understand when you're saying don't take things personal, I truly understand that. It took me a while to actually understand it, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it took me such a long time. So it's like, for you, when did you start taking that in where it was like, okay, let me not take this personal, whether you fuck with my sound or not, let me not take it personal, the criticism, everything. When did that really hit you?
I feel like I'm still growing in that, but I think in general, like, probably like, you know, just within this music journey that I've been doing within the past few years, like, but I think, like, you know, it's easy to compare yourself to people and stuff and think like, oh, like, I deserve that, or oh, I was at that show, or like whatever. And I think that's where it started for me. Just like, I like self-analyze a lot.
Okay.
A lot. I don't always, you know.
Yeah.
Still, I think about it a lot. And so, you know, I had to, you know, think like, why are you doing that? For one, it's counterproductive to your, like, grind to take stuff personal. And you just have to, I don't know. You have to earn things, I guess. You know what I mean?
Thank you for that. Because you know, yeah, what I say thank you is, like, you have a lot of, you get people who have this entitlement, mm-hmm, not understanding that you gotta earn, like, what you're doing. Like, it's more than just the talent. You have to put in the work behind the talent.
Yeah.
It's not entitlement. So the fact that you just said that, I appreciate that. Because not too many people were under or understand that, in a sense, right?
Yeah. And so, people will look at you like, you know, how are you doing that?
Yeah,
like, I'm working,
yeah,
for it.
No, that's a fact. So to be a creative artist, you have to constantly evolve. So give me one situation as an artist where you had to come out of your comfort zone within your artistry.
I will say with the writing and, like, just the, like, creation process, it's easy to kind of, like, feel like you need to be making a certain type of sound or a certain type of music or writing about certain stuff.
Okay.
So I think I did go through, you know, just like the thought process of realizing, like, you know, I just need to create whatever I want. Like, you know what I mean? Like, when I hear this beat, like, I just need to, whatever comes out is what's okay, gonna come out. Instead of trying to go out of my way to, like,
gotcha.
I mean, you know, if you can make you a little hit or whatever, and it's based on, I guess, like, what's popping, like, that's cool. But, you know, you don't want to steer too far away from, like, yourself as an artist. Like, absolutely, you know what I mean? Trying to be somebody else.
So what's your writing process like?
Vibing the beats and just like,
okay,
so whatever, you know,
whatever kicks in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So yeah, definitely, you know, write to music primarily.
So speaking of writing, let's dive into your single Aquafina.
Yeah.
Okay, how long did it take you to finish that song writing wise right now?
Well, that was quick, because when I heard that beat, I was like, oh, this fire. Like, okay. You know what I mean? So that's kind of one of them things where you just sit there like, you know, you just, shit just coming out.
Okay. So the process in itself, as far as like studio sessions and stuff like that, like, how was that? How was the vibe? How was the mood? Like, you know, I want to know, like, I love being right there behind the scenes, where, you know, before you put the song out.
I was excited. Because, I mean, I was hype about the song. It had been a while. You know, I hadn't written, like, that kind of, like, bop in a while. So I was just hype in general. Like, oh, I'm going to have fun performing this and stuff. So, yeah, you like, yeah, I need to go ahead and record this so I can, like, start popping out with it. And I knew, like, oh, I want to put this out, like, ASAP. So, yeah, it was lit, pretty much.
So what are your expectations as far as with the song? Like, what are you doing? Like, is it on all platforms? Are you gonna, like, is this your main single, or you drop, or is this a single pertaining to a project? Like, what?
Yeah, it's definitely out on all platforms, and I have, like, a kind of like a promo, like, performance video on YouTube. People seem to enjoy it, so I've been thinking, like, damn, I might have to do, like, an official music video. But right now I'm just pushing it, like, you know, with regular promotion and with DJs and stuff like that, sending it out. I don't know, like, I was kind of, like, I'm kind of in this vibe right now where I kind of want to drop, like, some more singles.
Okay.
So, I'm probably going to keep pushing it for a little bit, and then I might just, like, go and hit them with another. Like, I just got some bops right now that, like, I'm just trying to put out. So, I'm kind of, like...
Gotcha. Are you coming out with a project? Because I know you came out with a project, I think, what, 2020?
Yeah, I have, like, two EPs. My first one was called Exhale Season. So, that was, like, when I first came out. And then... I have one called The Feels, and so that's kind of like, they're like polar opposites, so I guess like the XL and the TAOP.
Yeah. I'm telling you, you do the yin and the yang type right. thing, you know? Like,
is that the same artist? I kind of like...
Oh, you like the idea of having singles.
And sometimes it's like people's attention span too, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's short. you know what I'm saying? So, I think that's another, like, positive thing, too, about sometimes, like, dropping singles and hitting them back-to-back. Like, oh, she just dropped that one joint. Oh, wait, this fire, too. Like...
Okay.
And, like, building engagement and stuff, too. I think sometimes it's a little bit easier like that. Because people get excited when they see new stuff. So,
yeah, they do. You know what I mean? They do. That's what's up, though. Shout out to, you know, your latest single. You know, and keep pushing it. Like, for me, I'm very big on pushing singles, especially as an up and coming artist, because again, like you said, it's like everybody's attention span is like, it's 90 seconds. Mm-hmm. You know, it's literally. Like I'm a person who has ADHD, right? So it's like you got to get to the point right to me right there, and then if not, like, I'm spacing out. Yeah. In a sense. So it's like with music, you know, you want to be your authentic self, but you also want to gravitate to your audience. Mm-hmm. You know, so continue pushing, definitely. Lastly, I want to know, when was the last time you did something for the first time?
When was the last time I did something for the first time? See, questions like that always make you like go completely blank. It's like, well, dang. So I don't know.
I need you to think about it. Okay.
What have I done? I'm looking like anybody
in the audience?
Well, I started a new business.
Okay, don't do that.
I need to do that. See, that's when I have to work on the positive talk. Yes. You need to stop putting those quotations around your words. I started a tooth gym business called Get Icy with X.
Okay.
You know, in North Carolina. So I've been doing tooth gyms. I did some of myself. But yeah, so I would say that was a first. I mean, I know it's like being a music artist, you're technically a business, but like that's kind of like a little bit different. Like,
yeah.
You know, having clients and, like, you know what I mean? It's, like, live and direct. So, yeah.
That's dope.
I guess that would be
That's dope. That's dope. Yo, so I give it to you because it's not easy. Like, the mouth is such a, like...
Yeah. I haven't had anything too crazy.
Okay.
You know,
what?
Yet, so, like, okay. Happened.
Okay. Yeah. Well, congratulations on your new business.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, this girl's working.
Look,
you're working.
I'm trying to get it popping. Like, you know, they say you got to have, however many streams of income.
Yeah, in order to be a millionaire, right? And yeah. It's not even millionaire no more, because I feel like the goal is to be, like, a billionaire right now. You know, so definitely have multiple streams of income. So, before I get your information, I do want to ask this, because I know you're big on self-improvement, speaking to yourself, and, you know, you have multiple streams of income. Do you read a lot of, like, self-improvements or, like, entrepreneurship, like, books?
I used to. Okay. I like reading in general, but, like, I'm just a sucker for, like, fiction, like, sci-fi and stuff. But I definitely more on, like, the self-help side.
Okay.
Like, kind of, like, from different cultures or, like, ways of living. Okay. Those kind of books. Just kind of, like, yeah, about being positive or how much attention you pay to things, like, the 5 levels of attachment.
Yeah, that's
one of my favorite books.
Okay. You know what's a good book can I recommend?
Yeah.
What Not to Say to Yourself.
Okay, yeah, I probably need that one.
You know why? Because, and I listen, same here, because I say try a lot. So it's like, you know, when they be like, I hate when people like, it's not try, you got to do. Like, it is like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Now, you know, like.
But for real though, right? Like, or how we say small.
Yes.
Or little. Like,
yes.
Oh, how was your little show? Like, you know.
Oh, I hate that. It's a pet peeve of mine.
And it's like not even on purpose, but it just comes out like, oh yeah, my little song. Like, oh, I just dropped a little EP. Like, you know.
Yeah. So. So it's a great book because it's very repetitive. So it's just like constantly mentally installing in your head, like, don't say this word, or like, you know, not even say don't, like, use other words to like turn around and make it into more of a positive aspect, opposed to using the negative words, which is try or don't, you know, like, except being broke. I'm broke. You know how we be like, yo, I'm broke, I don't got the money. It's like learning to change those words and be like, the money's not here, we don't have the money right now, you
right. know. So that can change everything. Like, I feel like I have to do that with a lot of little stuff, like, you driving, you get road rage, it's like, okay, relax. Like,
yeah.
In every way. So yeah, I know for real, like, I need that book. I'm gonna have to check it out.
Nah, definitely. I just, because I can see so much happening for you successfully. So again, congratulations on your new single, Awkwafina. Definitely check it out. You know, you have a book.
Yeah.
You know, you're performing outside of your comfort zone. You know, like, it's you're accomplishing a lot.
Thank you. And I think sometimes, you know, you don't see stuff as it's happening, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, when you're doing it, you know, I don't know. It's like watching your hair grow. Everybody's like, oh, your hair is getting long. And you're like, is it, like,
yeah.
It's like that.
That's what's up. So, where can they find you? Where they can find your music? All that good stuff.
Yeah, y'all already know it's your girl, Exhale, TAOP. I'm everywhere at EXHALETAOP. That's streaming platform, social media, Google me. Anticipated Eternity, available on Amazon. But if you want a signed copy, you got to hit my DMs. So, you know.
Yeah. Hit that DM. Hit that. It goes down in the DM. Yo, I want to say shout out to everybody who's been liking, subscribing, commenting. There's no reason why you shouldn't be following her, because all her information will be in the description box below. So definitely just click on it. Then you hit the DM. You understand? Like, yeah. You know, click on that. And again, shout out to all of you guys. It's your girl V Henny, The Artistry Show. And we out, baby. Rock out with your cocks out, jam out with your clam out. Bow.
The Artistry.
Catch us on YouTube, Facebook, or outlets.
Follow us, The Artistry.